Joining us down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline is the Flames' first round pick, fourth overall this past June at the draft in Philadelphia. Sam Bennett signing his first National Hockey League contract today and good enough to give us some time. I guess the best place to start, Sam, is congratulations. I saw a picture you threw out on Instagram of you actually signing the document. You seem pretty stoked.
Yeah, I am. I'm so excited. You know, this is a moment that every kid dreams about, and you know, for that to come true today, it really is surreal.
Was it? I don't think it was a difficult negotiation. Was it? Was it something that took a while? Were you worried or anything like that, or is it just a matter of time and then it got done?
No, it's pretty basic. The entry level contracts aren't too difficult, so I let my agent handle most of the negotiating, and you know, it went pretty smoothly, and I'm happy that we got it done with so quickly.
Were you aware that other first rounders were getting signed? Because I know people texting our radio station were certainly aware of that.
Yeah, yes, I am aware of other players being signed. Definitely a lot of them are my friends, so you know, it's good to see you.
Can you take us back? I guess now we're talking about a six-week window and what this has been like for you. I mean, you come to Calgary prior to the draft, you do the visit, you get picked by the Flames, you come to prospect camp right away. How do you describe the kind of, and I don't want to say ups and downs because I'm assuming all of this has been positive, but what's it been like for you the last 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been crazy, but, you know, it's been a lot of fun. You know, since the draft, it's just flown by, and you know, it's crazy to think about how long ago the draft was. It feels like just yesterday, and then today I'm signing. It's amazing how fast it goes, but you know, I'm just trying to enjoy every minute of it, and you know, just try and keep getting better.
Let me ask you this: let's say there's a player in Kingston right now that's getting set to go into his draft year. Now that you've gone through the whole thing, not necessarily advice, but what would you tell him? What's the one thing that maybe surprised you in a good way or caught you off guard in a positive way? What was that whole experience like?
Well, I just say enjoy it. You know, don't worry about little things too much, about the rankings or anything like that. You know, you really just gotta just enjoy it and, you know, just play your game. And, you know, it really does fly by, but it's a lot of fun. And I hope all the best for all those upcoming players.
Sam Bennett's our guest, the Calgary Flames' first-round pick from the draft. He signed his contract today. He joins us down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline. Tell me about your experience now. It's been a couple of weeks since you were in Calgary for the prospect camp. What did you take away from that?
Yeah, that was it was a great camp. It was the first time putting the Flames jersey on, so that was pretty cool. And you know, I really just learned just how much you got to pay attention to the little details in the NHL, and that's one thing that the coach there, he really really prided on us. So that's definitely something that I'm going to be more aware of.
What are the details, Sam? I mean, not all of them, because I'm sure there's a bunch, but give us an example, because we hear that all the time. But for a guy who's excelled at your level and now you're going to that next level, what are the details that you have to be aware of?
Well, it's just little things like, you know, stopping for pucks, not doing the big loop. They showed me some video of me doing that actually in the rookie camp there. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's just little things like that you really got to be aware of. And, you know, it's not going to fly in the NHL. So you got to cut those as soon as you can.
What about the size difference? I mean, obviously you went up against some older players, a guy like David Wolf. You probably saw a little bit of Keegan Kanzig, who's a human mountain. what was it like going against older and bigger guys?
Yeah, well, you know, I've always been playing against older, bigger guys in the OHL as well. So,
sure.
You know, that's not really something I'm too worried about. You know, there's always going to be bigger guys, but it's just how you play, and I think I play a pretty solid game.
Tell me about the part of your game that worked, that was really good in that camp, that, yeah, okay, that I don't have to worry about. What was that one aspect, your couple aspects of your game that were right, ready to go?
Well, I think it's just, you know, my compete level. I always compete, and mm-hmm. You know, I think I'm a pretty smart player, so I didn't have any trouble being in the right spot at the right time. So I think those are two things that really helped me in that camp.
Tell me about Johnny Gaudreau.
Oh, he's an unbelievable player. The skill set on that guy is unbelievable. Sometimes I would just sit back and just watch him in awe. The things he can do with the puck, so. I was fortunate enough to get to play with him a little bit, and you know, I love playing with him.
What, do you, when you see him, when you play with him, do you look at him as a small player? Do you ever think you're, oh, he's a small player, or do you just, you know, that doesn't even come into the frame of reference here because of the things he does?
No, I don't think it really matters. You know, he's such a smart player, and he knows where to be. So really, his size, it doesn't really affect the way he plays at all.
Sam Bennett's our guest now on the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline. First opportunity for the coaching staff to test drive you. First opportunity for you to kind of deal with the people in Calgary. What did you make of the coaches and the trainers and all of that?
Oh, I love them all. You know, they all seem really positive about me and about the future for this team. So it looks like they're all really committed to, you know, getting the most out of me and the team. So I'm really excited to work with them in the future.
Sam Bennett's our guest down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline. Have you had a chance to take a deep breath yet?
A little bit, but not really. I really have been all over the place, and you know, I'm not really going to get too much because I'll be heading to the World Junior summer camp in a couple weeks. So it's been a whirlwind for sure, but you know, I'm enjoying all of it.
How's the family handling this? How, it's got to be somewhat rewarding for you, isn't it? I mean, all the sacrifices they make to get you to hockey, and now kind of seeing the your parents and everybody, your family and friends go through. Have you enjoyed that part?
Yeah, I have for sure. You know, my family's been a huge part to my success, and you know, they've sacrificed so much for me. So you know, days like this where you sign your first NHL contract, it really is just as rewarding for them as it is for me.
Sam, you mentioned the Hockey Canada camp coming up. Tell me a little bit about it. What are you expecting? What do you hope to gain out of a camp like this?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a really good camp, and you know, anytime you get a chance to represent your country, it's obviously a huge honor. So, you know, you're always looking to do your best in front of your country, and you know, I'm just really excited for the camp.
Do you, and I'm trying to think of the best way to answer this question, do you have your eye on two prizes here? I mean, obviously you want to have a great Flames camp and make them make a decision on keeping you, but are you also, you know, how important are the World Juniors to you?
Yeah, it's obviously Erica's dream. They always watch the World Juniors growing up, but, you know, ultimately the real dream is to play in the NHL, so you know, I think that's where my mind's really set right now. But you know, whatever happens, I think it's going to be the best for my development. And you know, I'm excited to see what happens.
What's your workout like? Who are you training with? Are you up with some pro players? Are you getting kind of exposed to that as you work out here in the summer in preparation for camp?
Yeah, for sure, I am. I train with Andy O'Brien 5 times a week, and you know, just yesterday I was running hill sprints with John Tavares. So. You know, I see a bunch of NHL guys in the gym with me, and a bunch of them are training with me. So, you know, it's really beneficial to train beside those guys.
Is it casual? Is it calm? Are you allowed to ask a couple of questions, or are you the young guy and you kind of have to mind your P's and Q's?
No, they're all pretty laid back guys, and you know, they're really easy to talk to. So, you know, I think we're all pretty good buddies, I guess.
John Tavares always struck me as a real quiet guy. Is he a quiet guy when you're running hills?
He's focused, that's for sure. He's definitely really focused, yeah.
Sam Bennett's our guest, just signed his entry-level contract with the Calgary Flames. Sam, and I'm sure you were asked this at the draft by the guys on this radio station, but I'm curious. Is it significant to you to be the highest ever draft pick by the Calgary Flames at fourth overall?
No, I don't know. I haven't really thought about that too much. Obviously, I've heard that, and you know, that's a huge honor, but I don't think that really affects me too much. I'm just going to, you know, play my game and not worry about that kind of stuff too much.
I guess my final question for you, the deal is done. You're coming to camp, you know, the wide open door. What does Sam Bennett have to do in September to crack an NHL roster?
Well, I think I just got to show that, you know, I'm ready to do whatever it takes to be there. You know, I got to be committed, and I think I am, and I think that just showing the coaching staff there and everyone that I am committed to do the details and you know, be a professional.
All right, enjoy your new contract. I do have to ask though, the response you've been getting. I know you Instagrammed the picture of you signing it, but you got a little advice from an NHL tough guy. Did you see Biz Nasty tweet you?
Yes, I did. I replied to that too as well.
Okay.
That was pretty cool. He's a guy that I love his tweets, so definitely have him tweet at me. That's pretty funny, and I appreciated that.
Sam, enjoy the contract. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Good luck at the World Junior Camp, and can't wait to see you here in Calgary in September.
Yeah, thanks a lot.